Thank you, Nate. And now, will it be the good, the bad, and the ugly at the movies this weekend? Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's summary judgment.
For those of you who complain everything is the same these days at the movies, well, here's a film about a sex-addicted medical school dropout who runs a scam by deliberately choking in upscale restaurants and forming friendships with the wealthy patrons who save him. And it's a comedy. From novelist Chuck Palahniuk, the writer of Fight Club, comes Choke, starring Sam Rockwell and Angelica Houston.
Somebody saves your life, they'll love you forever. It's like the old Chinese custom. They feel responsible. They'll write. They'll send birthday cards. Play it right. Even cash.
The Seattle Post-Intelligencer chuckles, a strangely warm, affectionate look at bad behavior, and the Philadelphia Inquirer coughs, disappointing and oddly dull. Director Spike Lee tackles his first war picture with Miracle at St. Anna. An all-black World War II Army division gets trapped behind enemy lines in Italy after one of the soldiers risks his life to save a local boy.
And through this little thing here, God gives you something else, boy. You know what it is? I'm going to tell you. It's a secret. Miracles.
It might take a miracle to overcome the generally negative reviews. Even though the Chicago Sun-Times shouts powerful and contains scenes of brilliance, the majority agrees with USA Today, which sighs unfocused, sprawling, and badly in need of editing. And I'm sure many of you have seen the digital billboards for the action thriller Eagle Eye, where your actual neighborhood is named and then warned of dire disaster. Kind of a strange, okay, I'll see the movie, just spare my family, marketing campaign. Shia LaBeouf and Michelle Monaghan play strangers who meet after threatening phone calls order them to obey or else.
Rachel Holloman, look in the window. Would you risk your life for your son?
Who are you?
There's a car parked at the corner of this block. The keys are in the ignition. Start walking.
Time for your phone call.
We told you to run.
How'd you get on this phone?
Who are you?
You have 10 seconds.
What the hell are you talking about?
Get down now.
This race against time actioner has gotten mixed reviews. The Austin Chronicle enjoyed it, calling Eagle Eye good manic fun, yet the Chicago Tribune grumbles hyperactive and intensely silly. You know, maybe so, but I'm sure we can all relate to the fear that a dominating, malicious voice can immediately appear out of nowhere and begin telling you what to do. Uh-oh, it's happening. Just like the movie. Hello? Uh-huh. Why are you doing this? Yes, Mom. Okay, Mom. Somebody help me. Yes, I'm listening.
Mark Jordan Ligon is an obedient writer living in Los Angeles.